This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Warp Advisor, a love story, written by Fulvio Gatti, performed by Chris Herron. Leisure Planet, vote 5 out of 5 stars, a place for surprise encounters. Reviewed 10 days ago by Jack66. I expected this planet to be amazing. I had no idea it could even lead to surprise and charming encounters. I got in a good mood as I hopped off the transport. At the landing platform, a group of cute, robotic teddy bears welcomed me. They led me to Wonder Hotel while singing Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, my favorite song. I got to my room, following perfect instructions from the steward, and once there, I marveled to find out that the Pelicans had already delivered my luggage. I froze, staring in awe at the stunning view from my window. The waterfalls were shining emerald because of the reflection of the hotel, whose outer side is covered in many different plants blending together as a unique ecosystem. The sound of water lapping nearby soothed me. With its smooth, energetic rhythm, it felt like a drum part in a sophisticated jazz song, made richer in harmony by the birds chirping and the trees down below rustling in the wind. Every single floor of the hotel is actually a different block, moving along the waterfalls at a different speed. That's how, from time to time, you may get a glimpse of another room from the window. Yesterday, while I was contemplating the sight, I suddenly met the glance of another human being. It was a woman, and hey, how beautiful she was. I was astonished. Not only was it great to see another human, after such a long time, but I was attracted to the beautiful stranger. She had dark hair in a perfect bob, a small nose between brown eyes, a slender figure, and a bright smile. I think I saw freckles on her cheeks, but due to the distance, it could be my imagination. She was gone a few minutes later, since the hotel blocks kept moving, but I'm quite sure her amazement in seeing me was as big as mine. I don't know who she was. The hotel has thousands of rooms, and I do not expect to ever see her again. But it was a charming encounter, one of the many wonders you can experience on this planet. Too bad I'm going to leave in 9 days. Leisure Planet. Vote 5 out of 5 stars. Unexpected. Reviewed 7 days ago by Jill Starr. If only I had known that the handsome stranger I saw from my hotel room 3 days ago had left a review of Leisure Planet on Warp Advisor, I would have started my search earlier. He also described his experience here with well-chosen words, not to mention that his description of me was way too generous. The guy had shining, gentle blue eyes, and a strongly built body that made me wish he'd hug me and fight with me against this universe that seems to have so little room left for humans. If it means he has a crush on me, that's excellent news. But why am I referring to him in the third person? Handsome stranger, you are on notice. I'm looking for you. I have scheduled a trip to the submarine city tomorrow, but I will go around the hotel all day today. I will ask about you to every robot, every AI, every living being in here. Someone must have noticed you like I did. Someone will have a clue, a suggestion, a hint to put me on the right path. I'm so excited by this treasure hunt that I'm almost certain I'll find you today. Our eyes will meet again, and you will ask me out for a drink. And of course, I will say yes. Leisure Planet. Vote 3 out of 5 stars. A wonderful place. reviewed 6 days ago by Jack66. When Warp Advisor messaged me that someone had commented on my review, I thought it was simply someone who had found my opinion useful. That's why I went on to my desert continent trip, saw some great scenery from the top of the hexagonal pyramids, then had a hell of a sleigh ride down the sloping side of one of the ancient and mysterious buildings. Only now am I reading your message, and I cannot hide how embarrassed I am. I surely didn't expect you to read my review, though I'm very happy you did. I admit, I find you very attractive. And if there were a chance we could find each other on this planet, this huge planet, I'd love to ask you out. I don't know if you didn't find me yesterday because I was out for my trip, or if reaching me is as hard as I expect. I wish the Warp Advisor had a private messaging system to communicate between users. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I also cannot leave here any personal information about myself, because the privacy filter automatically deletes any personal data made public. It's something connected to the website mission, providing quality peer review. And to do that, being anonymous is crucial. I cannot visit every human in the hotel because, due to galaxy governmental law, personnel cannot give away the guest's planet of origin. We should connect here as often as possible and give hints on where we are and where we will be. I'm trying to reach you underwater now. I really hope I find you. Leisure Planet. Vote 5 out of 5 stars. I'm dreaming of you. Reviewed 5 days ago by Jill Starr. The content of this review has been removed due to strong sexual language considered unsuitable for this website. Leisure Planet. Vote 2 out of 5 stars. This place is too darn big. Reviewed 4 days ago by Jack66. Too bad whatever you wrote yesterday was censored by the system. I'm still blushing at the idea. But this also strengthens my determination. I want to meet you. I will do it. I'm thinking that there is no chance we can meet just looking for each other in areas as big as a city. The personnel, due to the privacy thing I mentioned earlier, will not be of any help. I've been considering the idea of breaking into the system with some hacking software, but I'm afraid I'm not good enough to do it. Time is running out, and we've already lost half of my vacation time. I suggest we narrow the potential places where we can meet. If we were on a standard hotel, the lobby would be the best place to do that. But this hotel is huge. I counted 80 different lobbies on the hotel map, each one scattered from floor 1 to 10. I don't know what to do. And I feel awful. Leisure Planet. Vote 5 out of 5 stars. A math problem. Reviewed 4 days ago by Jill Starr. I think I figured out a way to meet. The idea came to me when you mentioned the high number of lobbies. I'm a math geek. I love math problems. It's so amazing that it will be a math problem to help us finally meet. It sounds so right. I checked the hotel map. Each lobby has a number, so, starting with lobby 1, I'll be there in half an hour. Every hour, I will move to the next one, allowing an extra hour for the transport through the elevator from one lobby to the other, and you might be able to reach me. Please make careful calculations, and I'm sure you'll be able to find me soon. Extra hint, I really love roses. Leisure Planet. Vote 4 out of 5 stars. God bless math. Reviewed 4 days ago by Jack66. Great idea. Let's do it. I'm leaving out of my room right now. Leisure Planet. Vote 3 out of 5 stars. Found the rose, but not you. Reviewed 4 days ago by Jill Starr. It's been an exciting day, but also a disappointing one, since I wasn't able to meet you. I spent 8 hours carefully moving from one lobby to another as we planned. I've been waiting for you at every stop, while unsuccessfully trying to distract by listening to the Rolling Stones or solving Sudoku on the datapad. It felt odd, since numbers don't lie. If you did your homework right, you should have reached me by then. So I thought that you might have been stopped for some reason before getting to my place. The good part was that, since we had started from Lobby 1, there weren't many places you could be. So I got back to Lobby 3. And there, I found your rose, left alone in the middle of a table. About to cry, I was able to convince a server to describe who had placed the rose there. The description perfectly matched my memory. It was you, but the server said you were taken away by a group of security robots. I then spent hours in the nearby lobbies without being able to find any other sign of you. Please write again. I will wait in front of this computer, on the Warp Advisor page, until I hear from you. I will not eat nor sleep if necessary. Please come back. Leisure Planet. Vote 3 out of 5 stars. The planet has a very comfortable prison. Reviewed 2 days ago by Jack66. Remember me mentioning the idea of breaking into the system? Well, since this is a public dashboard, everybody can read it, including hotel security officers. They even have specific search keys that notify them as soon as anybody mentions planning a hacker attack. That's how they decided to convict me, as a preventative policy. I've got a tiny criminal record. Something very stupid I did in the past I'm not proud of. I hope we'll have the time to talk about it. I cannot complain, actually. The hotel has no real prison. They simply put me in a different room, a very comfortable one. They did not let me go out for 2 days. Food and drink was excellent as usual, and I could use the best virtual entertainment available nowadays. Meanwhile, they did research on my past. Besides that juvenile record, my job and my personal network to see if I was a threat. Eventually, they decided I was an honest galactic citizen, and I was let go. During the 2 days of incarceration, I befriended one of the police officers. Since we had so much time together, I told her my story. I mean, our story. How we saw each other and how we were able to communicate only through this dashboard, but that we hadn't managed to meet. She said there was something she could do to help me. Can you see the button at the bottom of this paragraph? Please click there. It will open a live AV connection from your computer to mine. It's private enough not to break any law, and expensive enough that only the security can afford it. My friend, the policewoman, makes an exception, since she liked me and my story. Click on the button and we'll be able to speak directly, in real time, explain where we are, and finally meet. I only hope it will happen soon. Leisure Planet. Vote 1 out of 5 stars. Waiting for you. Reviewed 2 days ago by Jack66. I've been all day here in my room, connected to the web, waiting for your call. It didn't happen. I'm wondering if you are all right, if something is keeping you from connecting. I'm not losing the faith. When you call, I'll be here. Leisure Planet. Vote 1 out of 5 stars. Still waiting for you. Reviewed 2 days ago by Jack66. I'm thinking that maybe you don't want to meet me. If you really wanted to, you'd have already called me. The link is still here, still the same. Why don't you call? Maybe I'm not good enough? I was arrested for trying to meet you, but maybe you don't want to have anything to do with someone who had been convicted for doing something bad in the past? It's possible. I understand. But please, let me know. I'm here, waiting for you. Leisure Planet, vote 1 out of 5 stars. About to leave. Reviewed 1 day ago by Jack66. Now I'm sure you don't want to meet me. This silence is way too clear. I'm going to disconnect soon. I'm already packing up my luggage. I'll go back to my old life. A very boring one. And you will be nothing but an amazing dream. Appeared from nowhere and faded away into nowhere. I'll be on the line for a few more hours, by the way. Please click the button. Leisure Planet, vote 5 out of 5 stars. A place for happy endings. Reviewed 1 day ago by Jill Starr. I thought that someone, maybe, could have read the other messages and wanted to know how our story ended. Well, there is a happy ending. The handsome stranger, his name is Pietro, by the way, had been waiting for me online for 2 long days. And during the last hour, when he was about to disconnect, I was finally able to call him. I mentioned before that I wanted to stay connected until he posted on the dashboard. I actually did. But not eating or sleeping for a full day made me faint. I was picked up by a medical robot, taken to the infirmary, and held until I recovered from my weakness. But in doing so, they kept me away from the computer and the Warp Advisor dashboard. When I realized time was running out and Pietro could have written to me, I frantically asked for an internet connection. I was lucky enough, in the end, to click on the button while he was still in his room. The moment when the video connection began and I eventually could see his astonished face, we almost burst into tears at the same time. When we were able to speak again, I gave him the position of the infirmary, and he quite literally ran to me. Pietro and I are getting on very well together. It sounds so amazing to me, being able to write this after reading the full story on the dashboard. Sometimes things simply happen. One day you are a lonely traveler. The next, you meet a handsome stranger. Despite how difficult it was for us to meet, we finally did it. Our first kiss was definitely worth the long treasure hunt. Not that those that followed were any less enjoyable. The rest is private. I certainly don't want the system to censor this message as well. What will become of us in the future, I cannot tell. The police gave Pietro a free extra month at the hotel as a refund for the imprisonment. We are really enjoying this extra vacation together. Fulvio Gatti is an Italian ESL speculative fiction writer. He writes in English because, if it is true that a flying saucer will never land in Lucca, like Fruteru and Lucentini said, it was indeed Enrico Fermi who asked, "Where is everybody?" His short stories have appeared in anthologies and bundles. His international report has appeared on January 2020 issue of Locus. 2 completed novels are in search of a publisher. His latest Italian novel is La Vita Sociale delle Sagome di Cartone, Las Vegas Edizioni, among many published books in his country. In the northwestern wine hills of Piemonte, Italy, where he lives, he works as a local reporter and event organizer. You can find his website at www.fulviogatti.com. www.sci-fi.it. Hey guys! Hopefully my horrible pronunciation didn't make your ears bleed with all those words right there, but I do my best. I'm definitely not Italian, I'll say that much. I think this may be the first time I've read a short story that's done in such a unique way. I think this would be considered epistolary, because it's kind of letters back and forth, I guess, but in a way it's not. Technology just confuses everything, I guess. If you guys did like this story, be sure to leave a thumbs up or a comment on YouTube or Facebook. Or if you're listening to the podcast, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And of course, be sure to subscribe for brand new short stories 2 to 3 times a week. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.